Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got Ross the Rooster from Southampton saying, I saw mongrels last night. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. You got foxed so badly. Hope Nelson didn't hurt you too bad. This is from the show that I was in last night, my TV show Mongrels, BBC Three. I got owned by a fox, basically. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that, please?
It's Aaron.
Where are you, Aaron?
I'm in Lowestoft.
Glamorous. How can I help?
I was just a bit disappointed last night, really. I stayed up about 2 hours past my bedtime to watch the TV show, and you were only in it for 10 seconds.
What?
What were you expecting?
I was hoping more than three lines.
So was I. To be honest, you did better than me because I actually fell asleep. But
thanks for your support.
No, you've been building this up for like the last 6 weeks. So what did you actually do in it, Scott?
Well, there was me on the radio going, "Hello, it's Scott Mills here on Radio 1," and the fox is listening to me, and then I get a certain phrase wrong. I say, "I bet you're chomping at the bit," and then the fox disagrees and says it's champing, which is correct. And then
what's a champ?
Huh?
It's chomping, isn't it? As in, no. Oh, let's not get into this.
Let's not worry about that too much. And then what happens is the fox bangs my head repeatedly against my radio studio desk. In a kind of Family Guy style aside. Do you know what I mean? When they cut to something really quickly in Family Guy.
Oh, when the chicken's beating Peter Griffin up.
Yeah, that.
Were you as good as Peter Griffin?
A lot of people are commenting on the quality of the eye roll, actually, as I lifted my head up and then back down again as I got another bang from the fox. You weren't feeling that, though, Aaron, no?
No, not really. I was hoping you'd be in a bit longer.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Will you be watching it again on iPlayer just to see if you missed any good bits?
It's worth watching again. I did like it still.
Just to see me get hurt?
Well, no, I like the programme still anyway. It was funny.
Okay, cool. Could you give me a high five, then? Love you.
Love you. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
You know my friend Chris that we have on from time to time, we talk to him. A lot of things worry him. He was the one that thought I might be called up to play for England in the World Cup, remember? Just because I had that shirt with 40 on, which meant I was 40th in line.
Wow.
Might have to go to South Africa.
What they told you.
That didn't happen. And then also, when we crashed and burned out of the World Cup, he had all that World Cup merchandise left and he didn't know what to do with it.
Did he have a candle?
The candle of hope, which him and his mate used to light. Yeah.
Didn't he have another one when that didn't work? The
flame of desire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. he's got a new concern. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, are you?
I'm okay.
You don't sound it.
Well, I'm a little confused, Becky. I don't know if either of you sort of watched the advert soaps. Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
It's like, there's obviously, loads and loads of adverts on the TV. What I'm talking about is the ones which are like mini soap operas.
Are the ones with recurring characters?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah, yeah. So, I don't think I can mention names, but I'm thinking sort of a certain phone company.
Right, you texted me about this last night, didn't you?
Well, yeah, just because I thought, because you're a celebrity and that, you might have some insider knowledge on it all, because there's obviously something with this advert that's been concerning me a while.
This is the one with the guy from My Family in it, isn't it?
That's the one, yeah, yeah.
Go on.
Well, I just want to know what's going on, really. I mean, this advert's been going on for 5 years, and I've been following the story, so I don't know if you've been watching it. They've had loads of problems in their relationship.
Who?
Oh, the guy from My Family.
It's Jane because my boyfriend's mum is following
Adam.
This as well. Jane and Adam.
Jane and Adam,
do you know what? A few weeks ago, she actually said to me, whilst my boyfriend was there, she went, "I really hope Jane and Adam don't split up. And my boyfriend was like, "Who's Jane and Adam? Like, who are they?"
I've never heard of them.
The ones on the telly.
Yeah, you need to get on this. I mean, I watch this more than the soaps, to be perfectly honest. What it is, it's Adam and Jane. I'll get a little recap. They basically, they found each other, they became best mates, they started going out, and then they split up because Adam got a new job, and it meant they had to move away, and Jane wasn't happy with this. So they split up, and they had all sorts of problems with their phone line.
Um, the, sorry, Chris, to interrupt. How did you know that that air actually split up? Because I'd always just assumed that he was working away and came back at the weekend.
Well, no, I just the impression I got was that they're going through a very, very hard time, and that it was looking like they were going to split up. And then all of a sudden, they announced that they're going to get married.
No, you see, I think he was just working in, like, Falmouth, I think that's where he works, Monday to Friday, and then came back to somewhere else, you know, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought they split up because of a dodgy Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, yeah, so hi. Well, I thought, OK, well, then maybe it wasn't as bad as I first thought. I thought they split up. Anyway, the new advert's come out.
Oh, she's got a really bad stomach ache in this one, hasn't she?
Yeah, I'm really worried about her.
No,
so I wanted to know, well, obviously you're the person to ask, what's going on?
Well, my boyfriend's mum thinks she's pregnant, but yeah, I think she's just had a dodgy curry.
No. I mean, I reckon she's preggers.
No, she's not, because the way she's rubbing it suggests wind rather than...
Really?
Yeah. If you watch it again, she, like, does a sort of rub, which is more like to shift gas rather than...
OK.
In the next episode of the continuing drama, she'll just do a massive, like... And that'll be the end.
OK, and that will all be sorted then.
That's why he took the job far away, because he couldn't stand it.
I really don't think this is right. I think you're teasing me here. That can't be the... I've waited 5 years and it can't be wind, which has caused the problems.
So you're really wrapped up in this story, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, I really am.
Do you actually watch anything good on TV?
No, I just watch the advert. It made me laugh, you know?
So you're not heavily into, like, The Sopranos or The Wire or anything like that? It's
no,
just...
I'm rubbish. I only just bought a DVD player the other day. I'm
oh, yeah, you did. You text me to tell me.
Yeah, right. But, you see, I'm the kind of person who, when the advert's gone and most people can't make a cup of tea, I tend to go and make a cup of tea when people are watching the soaps, you know?
Yeah. I'm just reading back your text from last night. They are trying to work it out in the latest ad over the phone, but in my opinion, something just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're taking me seriously once again, but I just wanted to know if you knew any insider info.
If anyone knows Adam, if you were one of the guys on his stag do a couple of weeks back, because they were trying to watch, you know, on the telly and...
I love that you watch this as much as me, Becky. You're right, you're spot on. He was on a stag do.
And the connection dropped out, didn't it?
Yeah,
so they weren't putting up with that. They had to run round back to Adam's house to watch it. And,
you know, as you do on your stag do.
This isn't the first time you've got into one of these ads, though, is it?
No, it's not, if I'm honest, no.
You can't have been alive when the coffee ones were on.
No, I wasn't. Someone mentioned that to me, actually. I don't actually remember these.
They might be on YouTube. You could watch them back. You've got a whole season to catch up on.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
You can't get any of these on DVD, can you?
Oh,
I don't think you can.
No, you can't get them on DVD, no.
Oh, right. Well, there could be money to be made out of that, if you want to suggest it to someone.
Look them up on YouTube. The man from Buffy's in them.
All right, well, yeah, the other adverts that I like to watch is, I can't mention names, can I? It's the, you know, the washing powder.
Oh, right.
Have you not seen the new one of them?
No.
What's that blonde girl, that Jennifer Ellison?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in this one, and...
Does she manage to get a really tough stain out at 30 degrees?
No, it's a great one, this. Basically, she faints, and she faints because she's just found out that Paul Dunan has been sleeping with her mother. It's a corker, and then this washing powder gets produced, and she can smell it, and it brings her back to life.
Right,
it's a good one. Check it out.
We also need a follow up to the Just for Men adverts, because that's been a while since.
Remind me of those.
Those two evil girls that are trying to get a new mother.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely.
Remember those?
Yes, definitely. I think you've got more power than me, right? I think you should get in touch with one or two of them, see if you can get on one.
It's annoying with the Just for Men, because we just don't know what happened.
No, I know, it's sort of just dumped, wasn't it?
I'd quite like it if you were on a Cover Up Your Greys ad, Scott. Is that the one that you'd like to be on?
No,
they
really.
Do just beards and sideburns, if it's just a problem and starting to...
I ain't got no grey. Have I, Chris?
No, definitely not, you're fine, don't worry about it.
Well, if there are any plans to release this on DVD, if the companies could get in touch with us, that would be great.
Yeah.
And if you know maybe Adam and what happened on the stag do, and if Jane is pregnant, then could you get in touch with us? That would be amazing.
Definitely, yeah, incredible.
All right, Chris, see you later. All
right, nice one, Scott.
Bye.
Do you still do high fives, or is that sort of so last week? Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah. Cheers then.
Bye.
Laters.
Thank you very much for all your ideas you've been sending in for our Edinburgh one-man shows. If you're planning your holiday around when we're going to be in Edinburgh at the Festival Fringe...
Why would you do that?
Some people might. Then we're going to be there from the 16th of August for a week. And please, whatever you do, do not call up the Edinburgh Festival box office and say, hi, how do I get tickets? Not that anyone would do that, but don't. Because we are still working out how to hand out the tickets for this extravaganza. And it is going to be in a very small venue as well. Phew. Because that's what Edinburgh's all about, really. During the festival, anywhere can become a venue. So people's front rooms become venues. Like, it doesn't have to be like a massive theatre or a huge space. If there's, you know, enough room for one person or more to sit down, then that becomes a venue in Edinburgh. So, yeah, we're doing a small venue and we are each doing a one-man show of 10 to 15 minutes in duration. It's going down every day.
It's not. It's half an hour.
All right, so it's half an hour and it's me doing one. One that doesn't speak will do one. Good luck with that. He hasn't got a clue what he's going to do for his. Becky's going to do one and Grimmy is going to do one also. You've been sending in tons of ideas. I really do appreciate these. My Twitter's been bombarded with them. My email is stuffed with these ideas, but we need more. Surely one of these is going to work. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address if you've got anything to send me that might be good as an idea for our Edinburgh shows. You've got some more?
Yeah, we need to start trying some of these, don't we?
Well, we're going to try some out next week.
Right, OK. So if I go through some, then you can say which ones you think we can possibly try out.
We found a venue nearby, and we're going to try some out and video them for you next week so you'll be able to see what you think.
Wow.
All right.
Guess who? Now, we talked a bit about this before, but I'm not quite sure if you kind of understood it.
No.
Guess who? Like the board game. So basically, as the people come in, we take a picture of everyone and then pick one picture out of the hat, and then you have to guess who that which picture we've picked out by kind of clues. You know, you say, has the person in the audience got blonde hair? And then everyone, you say yes or no, and then everyone who doesn't have blonde hair, like, kind of leans over.
I don't think I've ever played Guess Who. Am I missing out?
Yes, it's brilliant. It's like you sit opposite someone and they've got the same people in front of you and they're all sort of, how do you say it? They're all kind of like lifted up.
Yeah.
And then you say, has your one got, say you picked Eric or whatever and he's got glasses and brown hair. Mm. I'd say, does your one have glasses? And you'd say yes, obviously. And then I'd flip down everyone who didn't have glasses and it's kind of just process of elimination.
Is that a game you play at Christmas?
Yes. It's also a game, when you're really little, that takes about an hour and a half. And as me and my sister found out last year, if you're an adult, it takes about 5 minutes.
All right, OK. See, me and my family have never played games at Christmas. We just don't do it.
Well, I think you should do this one then. Should we try Guess Who?
OK, well, that's an idea. We can try that next week, maybe.
Yeah?
OK.
I think it'd be funny just for all the audience to have to keep sitting up and down.
I've got another one here from Sophie, who says, what about you go through all of the ringtones on your phone? That takes ages, and it's quite enjoyable because, actually, if you think about it, in the pub, sometimes when people are really bored of each other, they do go through their ringtones. So, I'm just looking at mine now. There we are. Oh, that's a text one.
It's a whole different show. What have we got? What can we expect?
Pinball. It's my sci-fi one. A harp.
Duck. Don't give it all away now. If you're going to want to do This Is The Show, then you best not ruin it.
People do go through their ringtones, don't they? So, okay, thank you, Sophie, for that idea. You got any more?
Scott's Home Truths, live.
One that doesn't speak. Stop going through your ringtones now. If we're boring you, just tell us. We'll play a record. What is it?
Scott's Home Truths, live.
Oh, when I tell girls what's what?
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be girls. It's basically, this is Luke and Ipswich's suggestion, it's basically you just rant for an hour about things that wind you up.
I would love to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every now and again I do Scott's Home Truths, where I tell girls things they don't really want to hear, but they know is true. I've got another one, actually. Would you like to hear it?
Okay.
This happened to me last night. A friend, who I'm not going to name, is seeing this girl. I saw this friend last night, briefly. I've met the girl a few times before. Now, you know when you can tell when someone really likes somebody?
Mm.
And I can really tell when someone doesn't. She is not interested in him at all, okay? She's a bit younger than him, but I can tell she is only interested in him because he's got a car. And that has happened... that my phone?
Is that him going, she does love me honest?
No, honestly, you know who you are, she doesn't.
How can you tell this?
Because all she does is ask him for lifts everywhere. He's like a personal like taxi service. And I've got a theory, and that is that all girls at some point in their lives, and you know this is true, girls, have... you have used a bloke just for their car.
Yeah, but men use women for their cars as well.
No, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, they do if they haven't got a car.
Come on, girls, you know who you are, you might as well admit it. You use boys for cars. Everyone's done it at some point in their lives. You're not interested in that bloke at all, but because he's got a car and can drive you places, to the pub with your mate so you can get drunk, to a club, as long as he's got a car, you've been interested at some point. Don't tell me you haven't. And that's Scott's Home Truths.
Can he come pick me up afterwards?
Exactly.
Just going to take me there.
Any more Edinburgh ideas you've got, send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Tracy.
Tracy, where are you, my love?
I'm in Derry.
Hi, Derry. Hi, Tracy. How can I help?
I'm just ringing to say that I totally agree with what you said about girls using boys for their cars.
Yeah, go on.
My friends and I all have done that at some point whenever we were a lot younger.
Okay.
So we have.
You have, and all your friends have as well?
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
And... at some point, you thought that you didn't fancy the boy at all, but you were just using him because he could get you places.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awful.
But if you can get a cheap lift somewhere.
Exactly. It's all about the cheap lift.
Yeah.
Why don't you find one you like who's got a car?
Because there are few and far between in Derry.
Exactly. In fact, you know, Chris, who was on earlier.
Or buy a car.
Chris, who was on earlier, he just texted me going, "It's true, Mills. I didn't get any girls because I didn't have a car." It's true.
It's true. Boys agree too.
Is that why you don't have a girlfriend? Because you've only got a scooter?
Anyway, Tracy, thanks for admitting that I'm right. And see, I know women. That's how it is.
Yeah, that is true.
High five.
High five.
No, press five on your phone.
Press five.
Okay.
Just going back to Chris and why he hasn't got a girlfriend, I think that might be more to do with his England merchandise and Candle of Hope.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, in 10 minutes.
I'll get the right person on today.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Do you remember on Monday when the lovely Donna came back on by mistake?
Mm-hmm. Any more admin errors today?
Not that I'm aware of so far.
Who have we got today then?
Lovely Tracy.
Tracy, love, we'll speak to you at 20 past five.
Scott Mills.
Now, on this show recently, we've been trying to find people who are unluckier than my friend Unlucky Gary, who has no luck. He's just the person in our group of friends. Just, it always goes wrong for him.
I'm following him now on Facebook just to see if he does anything bad.
He does do unlucky updates now and again if stuff happens. You'll find it quite good. Anyway, we can speak to somebody else now called Unlucky Matt. Hello, Unlucky Matt.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. So why are you so unlucky then?
I am the unluckiest person in the last, 2 years. I have had an incident where I got a gate stuck on a horse's head. I got stuck under my friend's bed while her and her boyfriend...
Hang on a second, let's go through them one at a time, okay? So just
you can't just launch full in there with, and I got a horse stuck in a gate, I was stuck under my friend's bed, I was...
talk me through...
There's a long list of these, and I can't just breeze over them.
Well, just start with one in particular, and we'll take it from there.
The horse thing. I took my dog out for a walk, it was maybe about a year ago, and I came to this old country gate, and there was these apples on the tree, and there were some horses. So I took a few apples, and a horse came over and ate this apple. And then another one came over, and another one. And then this big Shire horse came over, and you know how big those things are. So I stuck this apple out, and it knocked the apple out of my hand. And before I could bend down to pick it up, it stuck its head through this gate and ate the apple. And it then went to pull its head back, and it got its head stuck. So after a minute of it pulling, going mental, it sort of went, "I'm a bit cross with this," and just lifted this gate full off its hinges and then just went, "Oh dear, I've got a gate on my neck," started buckaroo-ing around the field. With that, all the other horses, "I don't like this," and then ran out of the field. So I'm running around after these four horses. I hear this quad bike zooming towards me, and this farmer's yelling at me, thinking I'm trying to steal these horses while I've got my arms wrapped around this horse, getting dragged along by it. But I've forgotten about these this other horse with a gait step in his neck and just trying to concentrate on these other things. He thinks I'm stealing it. So the Shire horse is still going ballistic. And so he then has to call the vet out, which the vet then has to give this horse a tranquilizer or a sedative to calm it down, which he then charges me £160 for. So my little 20-minute walk, I just thought I'd walk my dog, turned into this horrific, horrific incident. And I was £160 for her.
Oh, you only wanted to give a horse an apple?
I was trying to be nice, and, you know, I live in the countryside, and I was trying to be friendly.
OK, so that's one story with the horses.
That was one.
Quite expensive.
I then got stuck under my friend's bed about a few months... this was a few months ago.
How do you get stuck under someone's bed?
Well, I went out in London, and I got quite drunk. And me and my friend have always played tricks on each other, so we went back to her house with all her friends and everything. I got crawled under her bed, and then when she goes to bed and turns the lights out, I'm going to jump out and, you know, scare the bejeevers out of her.
Okay, right, so you've gone back to your friend's house, you've had a few drinks.
You know when you're a bit drunk and then you lie down and the room's spinning? So I crawled under her bed, and she definitely came in the room, but I fell asleep under there.
Right.
And... I woke up and she'd come in, and then her boyfriend was there, and I was like, oh, please don't go to bed now, I'm going to be stuck right under here. Then they started talking, I was like, oh, please don't go to sleep. And then a sock came off and a t-shirt came off and a few other bits and bobs came off, and I was like, oh, and this girl's like my sister, I've known her since I was about 5. I was like, oh no, please don't. So I'm under the bed, hands over my ears, just going, oh my god, this is horrible.
Oh no.
Oh, it gets a bit worse. So I 180 it and start army crawling it on my hands and knees out of the room. I didn't think I'm going to get out the door without, and this is all still going on. And I got halfway across the room when the light got slammed on, and my friend turned around in a nice position and was like, Matt, what the such and such are you doing in here? I'm on my hands and knees, and all that I could get out was, all right, guys, what's going on? that was all I could say. We haven't really spoken since. She
was one of your best mates.
I've known her. She's like a sister to me. I've known her since I was about 5. I've heard that she's more cross that she doesn't know why I was there. Why, like, her best mate was in the room while she was having some fun time.
Well, maybe she'll hear this and everything will be okay.
Maybe she will.
High five.
Oh, hang on.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh. What's occurring?
We've got a new contestant. There was a massive clanger the other day, which meant that this person was supposed to be on Monday. But the monumental error meant that today is the first day we actually speak to this person. It's Tracy. She's 21. She's off of Chesterfield. Hi, Tracy.
Hiya, you're right.
Can I just apologise for the massive, massive cock-up on Monday?
Yeah, so you should as well.
It wasn't me. It was the admin assistant.
I know, I was well gutted. I can't believe it.
Well, you're on now.
You even rang up to leave a message on my phone, didn't you?
I know.
What did the message say?
Saying that if I'm not on Wednesday, heads are going to roll, and Rebecca said I expect people if I haven't posed.
So tell me a bit about you, Trace. What do you do?
I'm a waitress in Sheffield.
Okay, where?
In Sheffield, indoor.
Indoors in Sheffield?
Yeah.
In a restaurant?
Yeah, in a restaurant.
Okay. And you like to have a bit of fake tan now and again?
A little bit. I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I've got like 3 coats on today. I'm looking nice and orange as usual.
Do you smell of biscuits?
No, I don't smell like biscuits, actually.
That's because you didn't do it today, isn't it?
No, I did it last night.
All right, cool. And you once went to Tesco at 2 a.m. with Ugg boots and a nightie on.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago. That was like funny.
Love you. Why did you do that, please?
It was my friend's idea. Well, I stayed around at my best mate's house, Lucy's, and we did our fake tan, and then, like you do, and then she says to me, we're watching you being framed, like, stupid videos, and then she says, I just fancy some Frank and Benny's ice cream, all that, right, then, let's go to Tesco. So, because we'd had a fake tan on and we didn't want to smudge it, we just went in Ugg boots and nighters, and then everybody was laughing at us. And
often at 2 a.m. I feel like a Frank and Benny's ice cream.
I think they feel really, really sorry for me though in Tesco, because last Friday we went in, and we went in the hot tub time machine on Friday night.
Yes.
And then we went in at about 3 o'clock with no shoes on, soaking wet through, and he says, excuse me, can you go back and put your shoes on? So we went and put shoes on, and then we walked through and it was like, way! So it was a bit embarrassing.
Didn't hear the last bit of that. Okay, are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
All right, then. Have you got your Frank and Benny's ice cream there now?
No, I haven't.
Oh, how annoying.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, Tracy, you're normally good at this game when you listen to it?
Usually, yeah.
Okay. Now, first one is an email that we've got suggesting this situation, and it's from Rihanna.
Actual Rihanna?
Yeah. And it says, Dear Scott, Becky and the one that doesn't speak, I was watching The Department Store on BBC Four, episode one the other day. I don't watch BBC Four so often. What's The Department Store?
I don't think this is from actual Rihanna. Do you think actual Rihanna watches BBC Four documentaries?
Yeah? Why not? It can get lonely in that tour bus.
Okay.
She just wanted something to do. She watched BBC Four. She saw something. She thought, oh, that would be good for her. What's occurring?
No, she didn't.
Well, anyway, Department Store, I imagine, is some kind of fly-on-the-wall show.
I think it is, yeah. I think it's about, like, local department stores rather than big chains.
Have you seen it, Trace?
No. I don't watch BBC Four, just Big Brother.
What else do you watch apart from Big Brother?
Hollyoaks.
Hollyoaks and Big Brother.
Yeah, that's about it, really.
BBC Four's not really your thing, is it?
Not really, no.
Okay, Anyway, Rihanna goes on to say, hope this helps with Oh What's Occurring. Loads and loads of love, Rihanna. P.S. Oi Oi Savaloy. So thanks, Rihanna, for sending that in. We made Smooth Talking Dan watch this episode of The Department Store today. There were two old ladies trying out new chairs on this show. And
don't stop mid-word, I've told you that before.
And they said yes quite a lot. So here's my question on the first situation today. On episode one of The Department Store on BBC Four, how many times did the old ladies trying out new chairs say yes? Start with you, Tracy.
25.
Becky?
12.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here are some old ladies saying yes a lot on a show called The Department Store, which Tracy has never seen.
Oh, is it spongy?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's very comfortable. Cool,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yes. Do you like that one?
Yeah, oh, it's lovely, yes.
Yes, I think that one's got a lever on it, hasn't it? If you
they sell a watch, yeah. It, yeah.
Oh. Wasn't that many.
I thought they were going to go for hours.
It always seems more than it is when you're watching it. I actually forgot to count that, so let's count them now. Here we are again.
Oh, they sell the watch sheet, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, right, yes.
So, I'm saying 7 yeses there.
Oh, God, that's crap.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't mean to be funny, but Rihanna's not particularly good when it comes to suggesting owls, is she?
No. I mean, yes.
Oh, they sell the watch sheet, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, right, yes.
Ew.
I don't like it.
Ow. What's occurring?
Next one. What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you, Tracy? Remember, there are children listening. It's a hard question.
I know, God, so many things. I don't know.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Becky, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
That's a really hard question to be asked, just on the spot.
Mm.
I'd probably say the time that I got stuck in a bog, and not a toilet, but I actually got stuck in a bog, and my dad said, don't walk through there, and I went through. No, this is in Greece, on a Greek island. I think it's like quicksand, and my dad was like, don't walk through there.
So well, that
then
sounds
I walked
hilarious.
Through there, and then I got stuck for ages, and I lost my favourite pink shoes, and he had to come in and also got stuck in the bog. And there was one of those things where the person has to come in to help you to get out, but then they get stuck, and then someone else comes, and then someone else comes, and then
quicksand can be really dangerous.
Well, I don't think it was quicksand. It's probably like a sinking bog or something. But
how
I remember
laughed
thinking,
as I disappeared into the quicksand.
No, I didn't. It's funny when you're like five, isn't it?
Yeah, hilarious.
In hindsight, that's not the funniest thing that's happened in my life, because that would make me a very dull person.
I'll tell you one of the things that is the funniest thing that's ever happened to you. Probably
what?
Not the funniest. When you were filming Wing in the studio.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing. That was so funny. That I was filming it and the camera was shaking so much, the footage was unusable.
It's Wing, when I flew Wing over for the big weekend, and she did a version of Candle in the Wind for us in the studio.
The man from Television New Zealand had to leave the room because he was laughing so much.
Yeah. Tracy, you still... No idea?
No, but Becky's story made me think of one. I can remember when I was about five, and I went to this caravan park with my dad, where they sell that caravan stuff, and they've got, like, a little park for kids. And you know those things where you put your face up to it and it's got a picture on the back where there's, like, a lion or something?
Yeah.
I actually stuck my head through it and got stuck, and the fireman had to come and get my head out. But funny stuff just happens to me every day because I'm just a bit stupid, really.
I love you. Okay, right. So we went into Stupid Street, you see, and we asked smooth-talking Dan to go out there. He asked five people, what's the funniest thing that happened to you ever? He got five different stories. How many of them would be funny, Tracy?
I don't know. Getting toilet roll stuck to your shoe and walking with it.
Not what the story was. How many are going to be funny out of five?
I don't know. Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Becky?
I'm judging by my story, five.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So, smooth talking Dan, he goes onto Stupid Street. He asks five people, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you? Let's see how many of those funniest things are actually funny.
I like your hair, by the way.
Thank you.
Quite exciting. What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
Someone offered my boyfriend $1 million camels to buy me when I was in Cairo.
What, really? Did he sell you?
No, he didn't.
$1 million camels? That is quite a good deal.
I thought so. I was quite flattered.
Sorry, I put the worst canned laugh. It just said canned laughter and I've put the wrong one in, haven't I?
What's that? Anyway, I quite like it now.
It's a can.
Are we having the are we having the camel story? It's quite funny, isn't it? Tracy?
Yeah.
Think it was funny?
I don't know. That's not funny at all now.
Oh. Okay. All right, it's not funny then. Next one. What's the funniest thing that's happened to this person ever?
What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
We're a tourist from America, and I'm always telling her it's not the subway, it's the underground. It's the underground, it's not the subway. And yesterday I came in a restaurant and I asked the guy where the subway was. And he pointed to the direction of a subway restaurant.
Tracy?
No, that's not
that
funny.
Wasn't funny, was it? It was just something that happened. It wasn't funny. It's quite hard to think on demand the funniest thing that's ever happened to you. Here's another funny thing that's happened to someone.
What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
Probably falling down the stairs in a nightclub in front of everyone, kind of laughing to the point that even the DJ noticed.
I don't think that was that funny either.
No, you've got to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there, didn't you, Trace?
Yeah, I'd have laughed if I'd have seen it.
Next one.
What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
Ever? Oh, something happened the other day, but I can't remember. I was talking to someone on the phone, and I thought it was this guy's receptionist, and he said, I'm his wife. And I was like, oh, sorry about that.
Is that Sabina off of Used to Be or Know What's Occurring?
It sounds like it.
It is her. Smooth talking Dan. Did you talk to Sabina on Stupid Street? What are the chances of that? She was wandering down and found us on it. Was that funny? Sorry, Sabina, not really. And the next funniest thing that's ever happened to somebody...
What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
I pooed myself at my sister's wedding.
You pooed yourself at your sister's wedding?
Yeah.
That is funny. Right. So, Tracy said...
That sound effect is truly awful.
I like it. Tracy said three, didn't you?
Yeah.
Becky said five. So you're nearest, Tracy.
Woo!
Which means you get a point, which means you decide, because it's one all. Do you want to come on tomorrow or not?
Yes.
You do?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Amazing. Right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, then.
High five.
But hang on a minute. I've got too many text messages to do it. Hang on.
Oh, what's the curry?
Remember a while back I was talking about speedy boarders? These people who pay a little bit more on a certain airline so that they can board the plane first, and it gives them a feeling of power and superiority against the rest of us. This came from when I was getting on a plane recently at Gatwick, and this bloke pushed past everybody waving his ticket going, "Speedy boarder, speedy boarder, I'm a speedy boarder," and just annoyed me a lot. And then that kind of became a new term of abuse. You're a speedy boarder.
And how many people have you called a speedy boarder? You call that woman upstairs a speedy boarder?
Oh, the woman...
You know your neighbour?
Yeah, she's a speedy boarder.
Next time she throws water... Did she throw water over you recently?
You speedy boarder.
It's like, I can imagine you completely drenched just in your garden.
You speedy boarder. I have found out some more celebrities who are, in fact, speedy boarders.
How have you done this?
Just some stuff I hear, stuff I see, stuff I read.
You've just been hanging out in airport chickens?
No. Some people told me on Twitter... So Prodigy play Ibiza Rocks in Ibiza last night, right? The day before, they were on this airline and they were all speedy boarders.
I wouldn't expect anything less from them.
Oh. I'm
I
a
can
speedy
imagine
boarder.
Keith like that.
Hello. Let me through. I'm in the Prodigy. I'm a speedy boarder. Guess who else is one?
Bruce Forsyth.
No. Someone we met a few days ago. You know Bass Hunter?
Yeah.
You know, he said he'd flown in from Magaluf, which is in Mallorca. Emma Patterson's been on. Her friend got back yesterday from Mallorca and told Emma she was sitting next to Bass Hunter on the plane. My first question to my friend was, did he have speedy boarding? To which she replied, yes. Not having heard your show, I explained your debate the other day and she agreed he thought he was special because he had speedy boarding. Brilliant. So Bass Hunter is a speedy boarder,
you know,
fact.
The issue of the speedy boarders is much more with the people who aren't speedy boarders who just seem jealous than the people who are actually speedy boarders themselves. I don't think they really show off. I think people like you are like, I wish I could pay an extra £5 and be a speedy boarder.
I could probably pay an extra £5. I just don't want to be as rude as they are. I'm not putting every
speedy... They're not all rude.
No, they're not. I'm generalising with SBs here.
Some SBs are pregnant, some SBs are...
Yeah. I'm sure the majority of them are really nice. It's just a few that let the other speedy boarders down.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio. Radio 1.
Some people are saying that they didn't expect Prodigy to be speedy boarders. I'm a speedy boarder. Twisted speedy boarder. This is Radio 1. Chipmunk as well, he's a speedy boarder apparently. Someone just saw him at the airport in Ibiza.
Does he give the C's as he walks past?
Yeah. What, for Chipmunk or for...
Yeah, what? For Chipmunk.
All
and
right.
Then...
And then the S
with
and
his,
the B.
Yeah. It's a bit difficult to do SBs like he does... C's up, and then he'd be like...
C's up is easier to do than SB. You wouldn't look nearly as cool, would you? That was Reva Starr, and I Was Drunk. It's our record of the week. Been playing it for ages. It's actually going to be released quite soon. If you like it, I'll tell you when you can download it. I haven't got the information here at all. I don't know what I'm talking about. It'll be soon, like a month's time or something. I'll find out if you really want to know. Who wants to know? Anybody?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Loads of you want to have a look at these videos, I tell you, online at the moment. If you go to my pages at bbc.co.uk/radio1, click on videos, and there you can see Nelson the Fox playing Oh What's Occurring. yesterday. If you weren't watching live on the cam at the time, do have a look at that. It's brilliant. It's me playing out What's Occurring with Becky and an actual puppet. Brilliant. bbc.co.uk/radio1. That's on there. If you missed the genius that was Nelson on Oh What's Occurring yesterday. Also, maybe something for the lads. Innuendo bingo with Laura. Maybe, you know, get to a computer later on tonight. Have a couple of canes. And, no, I didn't mean later on tonight. I mean when you can get to one.
You're not selling this well.
And have a look at Laura taking the water in her mouth and spitting it out as we play the innuendo bingo to her.
I don't think you've ever done a better sell of a video. Interactive.
I didn't mean later on. I didn't mean later,
You said a couple of cans, sit down.
This is not going well.
It's not going well at all.
Anyway, the innuendo bingo with Laura is on there now. Go and have a look.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
We were saying yesterday about people who go out with each other, but they don't actually speak the same language. And I was like, well, how's that ever going to work? You had somebody, you know, that did this, don't you?
Oh, yeah, there's my friend who's going out with a Spanish girl, and he can't speak Spanish and she can't speak English. So they go to the tapas bar and get the waiter to translate.
Which is ridiculous.
Which I think is a bit random because, you know, well, when the restaurant's busy, they can't really talk to each other. It's only when it's quiet that he's got time to come over. And
also, he knows every single thing about their relationship.
Yeah, and all the, like I said yesterday, how do we know that what he's saying is actually what my friend wants him to say? How do you know he's not trying to get off?
He might be saying,
"All
right, my darling, if you meet me in the kitchen in 5 minutes."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Bit of chorizo out the back.
Right.
I don't know. What else do they serve in those tapas places? I only know chorizo and patatas bravas.
A bit of chorizo out the back.
Yeah. What else do they serve? Go on, name another tapas, because I don't know one off the top of my head.
Calamari.
Okay.
Not exclusively Spanish, but they do sell it there.
Okay. Bit of calamari out the back.
Anyway. Dan, hello.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Cambridge at the moment.
Okay. Have you had this happen to you?
I have, yeah.
Go on.
Basically, I met this person online through social networking sites. We got chatting, exchanged like MSN, started talking on there, and then I found out he couldn't speak English, and we was then started translating through Google Translator from French to English.
So, this person was French?
Yeah.
You're obviously in English?
Yes.
You don't speak French at all?
Very minimal.
Un petit peu?
Yeah.
And he wasn't speaking any English?
No, not at all.
Right, good. So, did you manage to have a relationship through Google Translator?
Basically, yeah, for about a week and a half.
Did you ever meet them?
No. We kind of talked about it, but then there's no point of meeting if you're just going to sit there and not understand at all. Anything.
If you're going to be on your laptops, you might as well be on your laptops away from each other rather than in front of each other.
Exactly, yeah. Or we could just take laptops with us.
Imagine if you had met up, though. That would have been weird. So, hang on a second. And then he'll be like... And then he'll be like... Yeah, I think you did the right thing to bin that one, to be fair.
Yeah, it wasn't really going anywhere.
It really wasn't, was it?
You could have been like, envie de chorizo à l'arrière?
No idea what that means.
Exactly, you see? You'd have to type it again.
Envie de chorizo à l'arrière.
Oh, there it is, you see?
Yeah.
That's, do you want some chorizo out back?
Oh, right.
You didn't say that to him at any point, did you?
No, I didn't.
See, that's why it only lasted a week and a half.
I know, yeah. It wasn't very successful at all. But it was a good week and a half, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, Dan, I love you.
I love you too. High five.
High five.
Some fancy chorizo out the back.
Press high five.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Ed's been on, who is in Australia and listens to our podcast every day. Hi, Ed. He says, I heard the piece you did going out with people who speak a different language. My wife's Australian and often I don't have a clue what she's talking about. Even though she is speaking English, when she says stuff like, that'll rip the fork out of your nighty, or dry as a dead dingo's donger, I have no idea what she's talking about. Yeah, well, you need to get Google Translate on that, don't you?
Dry as a dead dingo's donger.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Ed, who emailed in from Melbourne, Australia, and wanted to know what this means.
Dry as a dead dingo's donger.
Dry as a dead dingo's donger.
We found you the translation. Worry no more.
I am very thirsty, old chap.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.